This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
There is a season
Hello, good morning, and welcome to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show, and the only show that talks about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thank you for joining us this morning.
It's a good morning. It's a good morning. We've had some great calls the last couple of weeks here, and we're looking forward to a real interactive thing again this week, as we've got a new topic for you, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Each week on the program, of course, we aim to enlighten and inspire you through the changing seasons in your life. Our whole purpose for doing this program is to challenge you to think about how you can better plan for change and aging as you move through this life and as you care for those around you.
And we hope to offer you ideas and topics that get you to think and get you to communicate with your loved ones about what's truly important in life. Each week, we learn a lot from you, too, and we welcome your input on the show. Now, today, you can call us at 457-1290 anytime over the next hour to share your thoughts or ideas with us.
And, of course, there are plenty of other ways to get in touch, too. If you'd like to write us a note, and we love notes, as in actual, tangible mail. Remember, people, we were going to do that show where we talk about letter writing?
The lost art of letter writing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you can write us a letter. And here's the address, 1611 South Main Street, Dayton, Ohio. 45409. So There Is a Season Show, 1611 South Main Street, Dayton, Ohio, 45409. And if you prefer your mail to go without a stamp, that is as email, you can reach us at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com. We'll tell you a little later in the program how you can catch and share with family and friends a recording of this and other programs.
So, if you've listened to this program for any length of time at all, you hear us use some tongue-in-cheek references to certain age groups or demographics. Terms like geezer, that'd be Bob, and whippersnapper, that'd be me. And, of course, we do this lightheartedly, and we never do it to give any offense to anyone.
And we don't use the other names I have for you. We never talk about that either. But go
or
on.
The ones that I have for you. Like, right. Oh, forget it. But we also frequently mention the other demographic groups more popularly known and used frequently by the researchers. Terms such as baby boomer and millennial.
So you hear baby boomer a lot, that phrase. But what is a baby boomer, right? It's not as pinned down as you might think. The most common definition is that group born during the post-World War II boom in this country. So most researchers place the demarcation at roughly 1946 through 1964, meaning you'd be somewhere around 53 to 71 in 2017. And in that group, there were probably 78, 79 million people who were born in that window in our country's time here. And it was a time of prosperity. We were done with the war. Vietnam, you know, had just was in the distant future, and so it hadn't come on and so forth. So people were feeling good. They were buying homes. They were having big families. So we had a lot of population here called the baby boom. Now, there are other definitions that fall more along cultural lines, which skew this generation maybe just a bit older from those in their late 50s to mid 70s. Those are folks who maybe, you know, we count 1960 possibly as the end of that generation in terms of the year they were born, because a lot changed then generationally in the 60s. Millennials, we've talked a lot about in this program. Those are the folks who came of age around the turn of the millennium, meaning they were generally born after 1980. And there's also all those other groups with the letters Generation X, Y, Z, and so forth. But on this program, you'll also hear us talk about something else called the sandwich generation. And as much as I like to eat, it's not about food. And it's a group that really includes a large portion of our audience.
It does. It certainly does. And in a few minutes, we're going to give you some stats. But first, what exactly is an adult in the sandwich generation? Well, it is those who have a living parent age 65 or older and are either raising a child under the age of 18 or supporting a grown child, no matter the age. And these people are often pulled in so many directions, and that's kind of what we're going to talk about today.
Right, right. And not only do these folks provide care and financial support for parents and their children, but nearly 4 in 10 say that both their grown children and their parents rely on them for emotional support. So when we talk a lot here about intergenerational families in the same house and you know, being able to juggle all of that, that's what the sandwich generation is all about.
Right. So its members, here's some stats for y'all. Its members are mostly middle-aged. 71% of this group are ages 40 to 59. An additional 19% of the sandwich generation are younger than 40, and 10% are age 60 or older. Now, men and women are equally likely to be members of the sandwich generation.
You know, when they talk about that 10% older than 60, there was another category, a subcategory in the sandwich generation, and you guessed it's named after another kind of food, the club sandwich generation.
This is the first I've heard of that when you said that.
We're eventually going to have the quesadillas, you know, and then the different kinds,
oh
right?
Oh, my.
But the club sandwich is actually people who are in the upper end of this sandwich generation in terms of age. They're very often people who are in their late 50s, 60s, upwards of 70s. And the thing is, those folks are still in some way, according to the definition, according to what the researchers have found, caring for younger people in their lives. They might not be little kids, but they're caring for younger people and their parents, which means their parents are up in their late 80s into their 90s very often.
Right.
So that extends the group.
Right. So now, with an aging population and a generation of young adults that are indeed struggling to achieve financial independence, the burdens and responsibilities of middle-aged Americans are increasing. Nearly half, 47% of adults in their 40s and 50s have a parent age 65 or older and are either raising that young child or financially supporting a grown child age 18 or older. Now, about 1 in 7 middle-aged adults, that's 15% approximately, they're providing financial support as well to both an aging parent and a child.
And while the share of these middle-aged adults living in the so-called sandwich generation has increased only marginally in recent years, the financial burdens associated with caring for these different generations are mounting. Just think about it here. You've got a household where maybe you were trying to take care of yourself, your spouse, and maybe just then your kids, and then suddenly that expands, and that creates increased pressure, not only from whatever you were going to try to take care of with regard to your parents, but now with your kids, and sometimes their kids who are returning. So while middle-aged adults are devoting more resources to their grown children these days, this survey is interesting because it finds that the public places more value on support for aging parents than on support for grown children. Among all adults, 75% say adults have a responsibility to provide financial assistance to an elderly parent who's in need, and only 52% of parents, say parents have a similar responsibility to support a grown child. So that's quite a difference.
Right. And one likely explanation for the increase in the prevalence of parents providing financial assistance to these grown children is that the Great Recession and the sluggish economy have taken, you know, really a disproportionate toll on the young adults today. In 2010, the share of young adults who were employed was the lowest it had been since the government started collecting this data since 1948. Moreover, from 2007 to 2011, those young adults who were employed full-time experienced a greater drop in average weekly earnings than any other age group. So these kids are still trying to get out from underneath, you know, maybe college debt, you know, whatever. Yeah. And so a lot of them are moving back home, and or parents are supporting them.
Yeah. And we're right at this point, we're still, you know, we're just talking about the financial aspect of this. We're going to expand this here. But one thing we wanted to put in here, one little caveat, when you hear this sandwich generation and then people use the term caring for or caregiving, there's a lot of literature about that. You know, as I'm caring for my children, I'm caring for our parents. For the purpose of our discussion today, we want you to enhance our vocabulary. Okay. If you don't think of it as caring or caregiving, that's fine. But if you find yourself in the middle of the sandwich and those words don't resonate with you, then please tell us the words that do. Are you leading? Are you guiding the people in your life, both older and younger? Are you supporting? Are you transporting? Whatever verb you want to use is fine with us when you call today. The number is 457-1290. We want to hear about your situation, challenges, insights, and rewards.
Now, while the demographics change from decade to decade, so does the economy, the political landscape, the cultural landscape, and much more. And these changes inevitably bring about stresses that maybe a lot of us never even anticipated. These stresses can impact every area of life, from our day-to-day finances to our physical health, from our careers to even our retirement plans. And it often requires an uptick in our resourcefulness, planning, and stamina.
Definitely in the stamina.
Yeah.
Having an aging parent while still raising or supporting one's own children presents certain challenges not faced by every adult. And we've talked here briefly now about financial support and emotional support. However, in the Pew Research study, they also suggest that adults in this sandwich generation are still happy. They're just as happy with their lives overall as are these other adults. About a third of them, 31%, say they're very happy with their lives, and an additional 52% say they're pretty happy. Happiness rates are nearly the same among adults who are not part of the sandwich generation. And so that's kind of an interesting thing, because we're going to talk here about the stresses of being in the sandwich generation, but in terms of overall happiness, the Pew Research numbers still indicate this group is not miserable. We, of course, would love to hear from our audience if you are miserable, if you're happy, and how you're making things work.
Yeah, so give us a call today in the studio at 457-1290. We'd really love to hear about your story of maybe being either in that club sandwich concoction or just the plain old sandwich generation.
Yes, and we've, some people have described this whole thing as worlds colliding. You know, where they're still being a mom or dad to their kids, suddenly their parents need a little bit more or a lot of help. And I think today, as we've talked here briefly about it, the opposite is true. There are those folks who are in the midst of caring for their parents when a child either stuck around, right, or returned into the fold, back to the nest. And those situations create, these stresses that we're going to get into here just a moment when we talk. So we've got a lot more on this topic today, including some to-dos you might want to consider, and some of the positives that come from being in the sandwich generation, all that happiness that we refer to. But first, we have this for you.
When we recall the past, we usually find that it is the simplest things, not the great occasions, that in retrospect give off the greatest glow of our happiness. And that is from Bob Hope. Remember Bob Hope?
Yeah, I like Bob Hope. That was great.
Yeah.
Good thought for today. So what about you? Are you in the sandwich generation? Did you see it coming? What's your biggest challenge? And how are you dealing with it? We'd love to hear your story. Are you happy? Are you juggling? What's going on? Any other comments you have about being in the sandwich generation, we'd love to hear today. 457-1290 to join us when we return.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Investing in your future is critical to protecting yourself and your family. For most of us, the largest investment we'll make is the purchase of a home. That's why it's important to enlist the assistance of a realtor. Whether you're buying or selling, their expertise can save you time, money, and stress. Begin the search for your realtor at the Dayton Area Board of Realtors website, dabr.com. There you'll find a realtor who will partner with you, and you can view the most up-to-the-minute property listings in the Miami Valley. Invest in your future. Contact a realtor today and make it home.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. Ooh, why am I yelling? Because our new Buckeyes are so lucky, this place is really buzzing. And with 1,600 gaming machines, sometimes you need to speak up. So put a Buckeye in your pocket and come see for yourself. We're just off I-75 at exit 29. Miami Valley Gaming, get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
70% of Americans say they would prefer to die in the comfort of their own home. Yet more than half of us die in hospitals. You have a choice to live your final months wherever you call home. If medical needs make staying at home too challenging, you can stay at one of our home-like hospice houses, and you won't find more experienced partners than your local Ohio's hospice provider, helping you live on your terms in your home. Learn more at ohioshospice.org.
I'm Robin Drzezinski from the Original Mattress Factory. Every mattress has two sides, so why only use one? If you're considering a no-flip mattress, this is your wake-up call. Two-sided mattresses last much longer, so why is it hard to find a mattress that flips? At Original Mattress, every orthopedic mattress flips. Why? Ethics. Let's just say selling a premium two-sided product that only lets you use one side doesn't fit our values. Don't let them sell you half the mattress at twice the price. The Original Mattress Factory, thoughtfully made, honestly priced. OriginalMattress.com.
What makes a community great? For over a century, our bankers have helped local families and businesses achieve financial success. Our heritage is firmly rooted in values, integrity, and community commitment. Security National Bank and the Chamber of Greater Springfield have worked to create a greater community in service and volunteerism, sponsorship of local events, and participation in Greater Springfield moving forward. Security National Bank and the Chamber of Greater Springfield, growing great together. Security National Bank is a division of Park National Bank, member FDIC.
You're invited to the big annual Customer Appreciation Celebration Friday and Saturday at First Florist and Garden Center. It's a huge sale. Save 20% throughout our greenhouses, annuals, perennials, vegetable plants, herbs, and hanging baskets. Our family-owned business thanks you and all the families who've done business with us for 112 years. Visit us Friday and Saturday. Save 20% in our garden center and enjoy great food, a German band, and kids' activities. First Florist and Garden Center in Old North Dayton, 1306 Troy Street.
Registration is going on now for the WHIO home facelift. Take those lofty home improvement ideas and turn them into reality. Just go to the entertainment tab at WHIO.com and click on the contest link to enter. Winner announced on Friday, May 26th. The WHIO home facelift, presented by McAfee Heating and Air. Any season, any time. Other sponsors include Wells Electric. Plus, there'll be prizes from William Beck & Sons, Glazer Saltwater, and Collett Propane Salt Supply and Seal Coating. Enter today for your chance to win.
Thinking about adding a flagpole to your home or business? Creative Banners Flags and Poles has the answer. Serving the Dayton area for 39 years, we specialize in new flagpole sales and installations. Have an existing flagpole you need repaired or relocated? We handle that too, with flagpole maintenance by our own experienced professionals. Take our virtual tour at creativeflags.com to see our full line of products and services. Call us at 461-FLAG or visit our Kettering showroom at 1006 East Dorothy Lane. Creative Banners Flags and Poles, your full-service flag store.
It doesn't take a scientist to make an ice cube. It doesn't take a weatherman to know it's raining. And it doesn't take a genius to know that $228 million is a whole lot of money. That's right. The Powerball jackpot is up to $228 million, and the next drawing is tonight. So don't wait. Get your Powerball tickets now. And don't forget to grab some new Ohio Lottery instant games, too. With bigger games and more cash available than ever, there's something for everyone.
Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
62% of medications purchased online are fake, and many contain toxic ingredients like antifreeze, floor wax, and house paint.
You're kidding, right?
They're toxic.
It's something that humans should not be eating or drinking.
I want to take medication to stay healthy, not make me a lot sicker.
The good news is you can be sure your online pharmacy is safe if you see .pharmacy in its web address.
So if I see .pharmacy,
it's legit.
Learn more at safe.pharmacy, a public service from NABP.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun this morning. Slight chance for a passing shower. Better chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head through the afternoon into this evening. High temperatures today pushing 80. Showers and storms likely tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. We'll keep showers and storms in the forecast to start the day Sunday, tapering off in the afternoon. High 75. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now back to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
And welcome back, geezers and whippersnappers and goobers and raisinettes. This is There Is a Season. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. 457-1290 if you'd like to share your thoughts with us today. When we went out after, right before the break, we were talking about, are you in the sandwich generation? Did you see it coming? What's your biggest challenge and how are you dealing with it? We'd love to hear your story and are there any other comments that you have today.
And if you have any other sandwich suggestions, I'm always open to that too.
Oh, yes.
So bring it on, you know? Okay, so we were talking here going to the break about stresses, right?
Yes.
Sandwich generation adults are somewhat more likely than other adults to say they're often pressed for time. Well, a lot of us are pressed for time, right? And we've gotten into all other kinds of reasons of why that may be. We have very busy lives right now. A lot of things impacting every day. Among those with a parent age 65 or older and a dependent child, 31% say they feel rushed even to do the things they have to do. So every day they feel rushed. Among other adults, the share saying they're always rushed is a little smaller, 23%. So you see this juggling thing going on where people are feeling, you know, a sizable portion of people are feeling rushed in their day-to-day activities, mm-hmm. being in this generation. But the stresses go beyond just simply time or even finances. They get into other things too.
Right. Yeah. While some aging parents, you know, do need our financial support, others may also very well need help with just day-to-day living. Among all adults with at least that one parent age 65 or older, 30% say that their parent or parents need help to handle their affairs or care for themselves, while 69% say their parents can handle this on their own. Now, middle-aged adults are the most likely to have a parent that is age 65 or older. 68% of them say that they do. And of that group, 28% say their parent needs some help. Among those younger than 40, only 18% of them have a parent that's age 65 or older. And 20% of those age 60 and older have a parent in that age group. But, you know, for those in their 60s and beyond who do still have a living parent, the likelihood that the parent will need caregiving, think about it, Bob, is relatively high. You're talking about parents, you know, easily into their late 80s or 90s. Mm-hmm. Fully half of adults age 60 or older with a living parent say that the parent needs help with just day-to-day living.
So, I mean, this is the nitty-gritty. This is a lot of the stuff we talk about on this program. And as we said, you know, when you look at the sandwich generation statistically, some people will say, well, okay, it starts out in the 30s or 40s. And, of course, that makes sense because a lot of people in their 30s have had young children by that point or certainly by their 40s, right?
Oh, yeah.
But we're seeing now 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, upwards of 70s. Of people who can be in this dual role.
Right. Whether they waited to have children late or they've got, you know, kids that have returned to the nest.
Right.
Yeah.
Or parents, as you say,
and parents
who
that live
are
longer.
Living quite a
the
bit longer.
The life expectancies
are going
up.
Yeah, we used to retire
up.
At 65.
Right.
And maybe the life expectancy used to be somewhere around 70, 72. Those days are long gone.
Right.
We learned the average age of admittance into most assisted living places is 80.
Yeah, between 80 and 84.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So certainly the sandwich is out there. What we want to know today is, are you feeling sandwiched? Maybe you've been at this a while and can offer your wisdom and experience to us today. What's your biggest challenge as a member of the sandwich generation? And when we come back, we're also going to talk about 6 lessons learned from having been in the sandwich generation. We've got a lot more ahead on you on this topic. Please join us today. We'll continue right after the news with your calls to 457-1290.
You are listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 9:30. I'm Mary Worden. Our top story, President Trump will visit 5 countries in 9 days on his first international trip as president.
Warm temperatures stick around this weekend, but we're tracking a big cool down for next week. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now, WHIO Triple Team Traffic. We're getting reports of slow traffic on northbound 75 between Dryden and Edwin C. And looking at the cameras, looks like that right lane of the exit to Edwin C. is pretty heavily backed up. Also seeing some delays at North Valley and Trabine on 35 in both directions. So if you're driving in these areas, please use caution and expect some delays. Our top story, President Trump has arrived in Saudi Arabia, the initial stop in the president's first international trip.
The Obama administration stalled some of the delivery of weapons. That, we understand, is likely to be unstalled, as indeed is a $110 billion arms contract with the Saudis.
Foreign news editor Sam Kiley from Fox News' sister station, Sky News, reporting. Vice President Mike Pence will speak this afternoon at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Pence is also expected to meet with service members and their families, part of a ceremony for U.S. Armed Forces Day. The event is not open to the public, but you can watch it live on our website, WHIO.com. In Fairborn, a man is in the hospital after being shot in a parking lot of an apartment building on Beaver Valley Road on Friday.
Officers arrived on scene. At that point, they found one male victim in the parking lot. Looks to have suffered probably 3 gunshot wounds. Subject was conscious as the officers were speaking to him.
Captain Terry Bennington says police have arrested one of two suspects in this shooting, 20-year-old Michael Reese. He is in the Greene County Jail and is charged with aggravated robbery with a deadly weapon and aggravated felonious assault. The remaining man at large is considered armed and dangerous. In Trotwood, police and the Montgomery County Combined Agency OVI Task Force will hold an OVI checkpoint tonight. Beginning at 8 p.m., officers will be posted in the 1,000 block of Shiloh Springs Road in Trotwood. OVI Task Force Coordinator Carlene Maines said there will be various hours of OVI saturation patrol throughout the county for the month of May. Now, here's your exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast from meteorologist Josh Poland.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sun this morning. Slight chance for a passing shower. Better chances for some showers and thunderstorms as we head through the afternoon into this evening. High temperatures today pushing 80. Showers and storms likely tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. We'll keep showers and storms in the forecast to start the day Sunday, tapering off in the afternoon. High 75. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Looking at the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar, still seeing those tiny spots of patchy showers in Montgomery County. It's 55 degrees in Troy, 57 in Springfield, and 58 in Dayton at 9:33. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Mary Worden on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Does spring make you want to think green? Hi, this is Randy from Green Velvet Sod Farms, and we're kicking off our 58th year in business, supplying you with everything you need to keep your lawn and landscape beautiful and green. Let's start with Green Velvet's Instant Lawn Kentucky Bluegrass and Turf Type Tall Fescue Sod. Lay it today and enjoy it tomorrow. It's that easy. But sod is just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We can proudly provide you with the highest quality grass seed, fertilizer, lawn, landscape, and athletic field supplies you will find anywhere. Have questions? Take advantage of Green Velvet's most valuable product, expert advice. With 4 locations throughout Dayton and Columbus, our team of turf professionals is right around the corner with solutions to all of your lawn care needs. Trust Green Velvet's turf team for cutting-edge solutions that will make your neighbors green with envy. Check out our new website at greenvelvet.com. And remember, it's easy to be green with Green Velvet.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin. My Pillow has changed my life. I've been talking to you about it for over a year and a half, and I just can't emphasize enough what a difference it's made in the quality of my sleep. And I know it can do the same for you. I know hundreds of you, literally, who have made the switch to My Pillow, and you've told me you've had the same experience I have, where you just fall asleep that much faster, and you stay asleep, a deeper sleep than you've known in years, and you wake up feeling so much more refreshed, so much energized. Now, I know I've also talked to some of you. You didn't like it. Okay, I get that. That's fine, because you don't have to worry. Every MyPillow comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose, so make the call today to 1-800-320-1481, 800-320-1481. Ask for the radio listener special. You'll get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows when you use the promo code WHIO. You can also order online, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, and again, use the promo code WHIO.
You're invited to one of the Miami Valley's favorite events. Soin LLC and Dayton International Festival Incorporated present the 44th annual A World Affair, Friday through Sunday at the Dayton Convention Center downtown. This year's theme is Home Remedies. 32 countries are represented in food, dance, costume, and cultural exhibits. Discover the International Beer Passport on Friday night. Plus, the Kenya Safari Acrobats are back, and the Tamburitsans are finally here. Tickets are available at the door. Handicapped persons are admitted without charge. Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and free admission is offered to any active member of the military, including National Guard, with valid military ID. Friday 5 to 11, Saturday 11 to 11, Sunday 11 till 6. Come and experience a world affair at the Dayton Convention Center. Find out more at aworldafair.org. Bring the entire family and enjoy the entire weekend.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here. WHIO.
Good morning and welcome back to There Is a Season, the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan, 457-1290 to join us in the studio today.
We're talking about the sandwich generation today, its challenges, the insights that may have occurred along the way, and some of the rewards that come from it. If you happen to miss a part of that program in the opening half, or you'd like to listen to this show again, or any of our other topics, don't forget to check out our podcast page. It's out at There Is a Season. Show.com. We have a very simple website. We'll muck it up, I'm sure, in the future. But for now, it's
not I don't touch it.
I know it's not your thing.
No.
If it's mucked up, it was not because I touched it. I'll blame it on the gremlins. But anyway, it's working good, right? It's fine right now. So check out the podcast at thereisaseasonshow.com. You can, you know, catch this show again and also some of our other programs. Now, we were talking here about before the news, some of the stresses that are faced by people who are in the sandwich generation. And even though the research from Pew Research and other organizations says folks are still happy, stress is stress. And financial stress is one of them, right?
Right.
And there are some other stresses too.
Yeah, and part of that financial stress comes from, you know, still incurring childcare costs. You know, you're raising your children still. Maybe saving or already paying for your child's college tuition or room and board. The health of the family relationships and the attitudes, that in and of itself causes a ton of stress sometimes. Changing living accommodations and space needs, you know, if you maybe have somebody moving in, your parent or your child.
That could be a huge deal.
Right. And then you got to think about your own job responsibilities outside of the house and all the hours that we're spending away from home, right?
Right.
Rapidly rising healthcare costs and reduced values of our homes and retirement investments. In, you know, any given economy.
And so why do we list these things, right? Okay, well, for some folks who are in the middle of this, it's become painfully obvious that these are some of the stresses. But again, as we said in the opening part of the program, we are trying to help people plan for the future. And for anybody to be walking around with their head in the sand thinking this may not happen to me, ooh. Well, you know, wake up.
If you have kids and parents, it might very well happen to you.
And you don't know when. And so, again, we don't want to be too self-serving here, but what we're saying is start thinking ahead. What are some of the contingencies you may want to have in your life and how you live and the places that you know, the house you live in, where how far away you are from parents and so forth. If you're caregiving, to use that term broadly, if that situation changes, can you readapt your life? That's a lot of the reason we do this program. So
right.
Think about that. Now, we'd love to know your insights today on this topic. 457-1290, as we said. 457-1290. We'll shift gears here just a little bit to another person who's talked about this. Article appeared in Market Watch, a website by an author named Charles Passy, and he tells the story quite exquisitely. And then we'll talk about some of the lessons that he has for those in the sandwich generation. So take it away.
Yes, he says, on any given day, I make two phone calls in the late afternoon. One is to my home to check in on the family, and the other is to my other home for much the same purpose. No, I'm not leading a double life, he says, at least not in the sense that you might be thinking. My first home is the one I live at with my wife and 16-year-old daughter. He says, I have a son too, but he's already in the work world and living on his own. My second home is my childhood one, where my 89-year-old wheelchair-bound father still lives under the care of a part-time aide. But the mere fact that both homes figure into my daily routine tells you a little about the balance I have to strike in life. Yes, I'm a member of what's been dubbed the sandwich generation. That is the population of middle-aged adults, I'm 51, who are caught between taking care of their children and taking care of their parents. And a sizable population it is. Half of all adults in their 40s and 50s fit my profile.
Pew Research Center, which we've cited here a number of times, has talked about this phenomenon in our culture and cites really two main reasons. The population is aging. which means more and more adults are finding themselves in a position where they have to provide at least some level of care or support to an elderly parent. We've talked about that in the first part of the show. And our kids are growing up in a world where it's harder and harder to maintain financial independence. A lot of people will talk about how younger people today are not going to have the same standard of living. And sometimes this could be irrespective of whether they dumped a boatload of money on a college education. It has just become hard to make the living even that their parents did. Wages have stagnated and so forth. This is creating these larger families where you've got the sandwich being made every day.
Yes, definitely.
So the author here, Charles Passy, goes on and he says, he will not pretend that there's not a price to pay in terms of having to stay on top of these two homes, these two lives at the same time. Mostly it's a matter of trying to do too much at once. There's always something weighing on my mind, be it helping my daughter select a good pre-college program or helping my father select a new wheelchair. So does any of this sound familiar? I mean, I know people who are doing this. I'm in it. I've got one foot in it right now. I may have 2 feet in it very soon, but we'd love to know your story. 457-1290. Now there is some advice. There is some things to think about here. If you are in this, if you think you're walking around with these two lives, what are some of the things you need to work on?
Yeah, some of these are basic steps. You know, each family situation is a little different. But one of the things he points out is to make sure you get everyone's finances out in the open. You know, he points out that it's so foolish to make a plan without proper information. And, you know, with money, a lot of stuff can stay hidden. People don't want to talk about it. People don't want to divulge what's in their bank account. But, you know, if you don't have any clue how much, you know, your mom and dad have ever earned or how much they had saved, how can you plan for anything? Mm-hmm. Whether it be care, extra help coming in, or, you know, if you can burden the entire load if they need financial assistance.
It's important. It's important to get all that stuff out on the table. And here's a thing, too, that sometimes comes up in our discussion about power of attorney, which we'll reference here a little bit later on in the program, too. But understand whose money it is. Just because I'm responsible for paying all the bills doesn't mean it's my money when you're talking about a parent. With my father, this is Charles Passy writing in the article in Market Watch. With my father, I cede many, though not all, financial decisions to him because I respect that the savings he built over a time are his. Conversely, with my kids, I make them pay for their fair share of certain things, even when my wife and I can afford to shoulder the cost alone. It's the same reason many experts suggest that grown-up children who return to the nest post-college should pay their parents for a portion of the household expenses. Otherwise, they don't grow up to be independent. I've seen it happen too often. I had to do that briefly in my life for a time, yeah. And it wasn't too bad. You know, my dad took a cut when I came back partway through college, and it was kind of his friendly way of saying, listen, you'd be paying for all of this out in the world, so go back and finish your college and get moving. So he kind of ushered me out the door after, you know, charging me a small fee.
It makes sense, you know, to teach your kids, you know, responsibility and how to maintain their lives in a financial way as well. Another thing that he says, you know, seek out the right professionals and organizations for help. Unless you're a financial and legal whiz and an ace social worker to boot, there is no way you can manage all the affairs of your life, let alone your parents' lives. So if you haven't already, you want to consider working with a good financial advisor for everything from retirement to college planning.
There's a tendency to sometimes think you can do all that on your own. And I'm not knocking anybody's ability to do everything from manage their checkbook to even be a day trader, if that's your thing. But there is a point where you need a little bit more of a strategic view to kind of understand your finances, perhaps a parent's finances and all of this. We cover some of these things when we get into our legacy file document. We have a checklist. It's been a popular thing we've done here on the program before. And while it doesn't go into great detail on everything on there, it points people in the right direction for some of the things we're talking about here. And many of the items on that legacy file require talking to a professional, be it an attorney, be it a financial planner, and so forth. If you'd like to get a copy of that, you can always write to us at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com. Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com. We'll also be looking to enhance that document here later on this year, but right now it's a handy checklist. So seeking the right professionals is important. What else is important?
Another really important thing is to find some good care. You know, if there's a single professional, he says, who's made the greatest difference in his life and his father's life in the past couple of years, he said, it's the caregiver who spends about 35 hours a week with his father. He points that she not only takes care of a lot of day-to-day needs, but she provides companionship. And this is not a small thing. When you've reached the point in life, as his father has, he says, where he's kind of outlived his spouse and most of his friends. He points out finding good care is no easy task. And it may be something of a cliche to suggest this, but it never hurts to just ask around, ask friends, family members, and neighbors for recommendations.
And there are a lot of places that you can find. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of private in-home care organizations that can help out in this regard if you have a situation that requires some level of facility with dementia. For instance, the Alzheimer's Association is a great organization. Right. The Area Agency on Aging, you know, is almost in every county.
Right. Just talk to people, ask around, hey, do you know anybody? And oftentimes, you know, people do... do this, and sometimes they're looking for somebody to take care of if their client's passed on.
And it is an absolutely essential thing. That person very often becomes kind of a quasi family member, you know, especially if they're a really good one. We do have a call here, so I'd like to welcome Carolyn from Dayton to the program. Carolyn, welcome to There Is a Season.
Yes, hi.
Hi. You had a comment today?
Yes. I was majorly sandwiched. I am majorly sandwiched. I take care of two kids in college. Well, I have two kids in college. They were semi-independent in that regard. I was taking care of my mother who had had a stroke for 10 years and developed dementia, and she just passed away in August.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then also I was taking care of my aunt who never had children. And outlived two husbands, and she lived here with us in town here in assisted living for several years. And I had to move her from Canada to here because she found herself alone, and then we noticed the dementia taking on, and so we moved her here, and she lived just a couple of blocks from our house, and I took care of her.
Wow.
And then on top of that, I have an older sibling who never married or had children. And he needed a liver transplant. And he was living in a rural area where he couldn't get it. So he wound up moving into my basement with my husband and I. And I wound up taking care of him on his journey to getting a liver transplant.
Wow.
So not only are you wind up finding yourself sandwiched between children and older adults, I mean, your parents or an older aunt, but you're also, when you get into your 50s, find yourself taking care of maybe older siblings. Who are by themselves.
Carolyn, I wish we had met you beforehand. We would have had a seat here for you in the studio. You could come on in and do the program.
It's been a journey. Fortunately for my brother, he received his liver this year. Mm-hmm. And he's looking forward towards moving back to where he lived. But he has to start all over again, literally. He's just penniless.
Yeah.
And he has to start all over again. And there's a life journey that we're still going to be a part of. And then my aunt, bless her heart, she passed away at 92, and my mother passed away last August. Both my aunt and my mother had dementia, which made it extremely difficult. And that's the thing that I think that I want, the point I want to make is it's easy to take care of people who are easy to take care of.
Hmm.
I mean, we all want that, you know, we want that birthday card moment where, you know, people are loving and willing and sweet and you want it and they're willing to let you take care of them. But when you're having to take care of someone who doesn't know they need be taken care of and it's obvious that they need help and they fight you and battle you, that is so difficult.
Yes,
Carolyn, then
what
it sounds like you've been through a ton on this, but if I had to ask you here, you sound like a pretty heads up person. What would be, say, the number one skill set that you think you had to have to be able to get through this phase of your life? What wisdom has come from this time too?
Be organized. Make sure you have all your legal bases covered. I was medical power of attorney, legal power of attorney. I tried to share that burden. In many cases, it was a burden. Many cases, it was a blessing. I mean, it's nothing more rewarding than taking care of someone who needs help and is appreciative, and it's just wonderful. But it is also a burden because it takes up so much of your time. And I have a full-time job and my husband has a full-time job.
Wow.
So you need to make sure you have your resources. The Alzheimer's Association, you need to have lawyer, you know, if you can afford it, make sure you have a lawyer who has, and you have estate plans made. In this case in Ohio, it's a trust. You make sure that the trusts for these people are in place. So then you, and you need to have transparency. You need to manage funds with the utmost respect and regard for their money, transparency, so that there is no question that anyone, anytime, can look over your shoulder and see what you're doing and realize that you've done the best job you can. And that all has to do with just communication with the person you're taking care of and other siblings. And my brother, I have two other brothers besides the one I take care of, and they are independent and are able to take care of themselves. But I have to account for things that I do, and sure. I need to have that transparency. Sure. So Absolutely. Having those legal documents in place, clarity, good relationships with the doctors you're working with in the assisted living places you're with, make sure. I mean, the easiest part is that my mother and my aunt were close by. And I could go there for an hour before work, and I could go there for an hour after work,
right.
And I could talk with them. You know, I could go there and talk with the staff freely. So it's just keeping yourself organized and you know, having the right resources.
Carolyn, you would be a great resource for so many people. So what a blessing I'm sure you are to others that are going through this. A lot of great tips. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks
You're
very
welcome.
Much for being a part
and,
of the program.
And a good therapist helps.
Okay. Their sanity, right? Thank you so much.
Sometimes you can't talk to your siblings when you're having a meltdown sometimes, or your husband.
Oh, yeah.
Because
right.
they're all living it with you.
Sure.
You know? And so, really, sometimes it's good to have a real good friend or a good therapist.
There you
too,
go. So.
Good point. Thanks very
Thank
much,
you.
Carolyn,
God bless.
For being with us today. She makes a lot of good points in there. And there are so many T's to cross and I's to dot and so forth in the midst of all of the familial care you're giving to people. So that's why we're always saying, get this stuff taken care of. Get all the paperwork done.
Yeah, be an organized thing.
Yes,
key,
as
key,
much
key.
As possible.
Get your life organized.
So we're going to come back here right after this last break. And when we come back, we'll talk briefly about some really cool, nifty, keen shows we've got coming your way. Some perhaps a little seasonal, others quite timeless. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
70% of Americans say they would prefer to die in the comfort of their own home. Yet more than half of us die in hospitals. You have a choice to live your final months wherever you call home. If medical needs make staying at home too challenging, you can stay at one of our home-like hospice houses, and you won't find more experienced partners than your local Ohio's hospice provider, helping you live on your terms in your home. Learn more at ohioshospice.org.
Call now for a new air conditioning system from Logan AC and Heat Services.
We now offer three brands, including Trane, Rheem, and Mitsubishi, to help keep you cool all season long.
Save big with 0% APR financing for 60 months.
And get a free Wi-Fi thermostat with your new system when you tell us you've heard us on WHIO Radio.
Find us on Facebook to read reviews from all of our happy customers.
And call now to schedule your free estimate.
The home of fast, friendly service.
Logan Services. In Dayton.
Have you been dreaming of sitting on your patio or deck surrounded by exotic tropicals, beautiful hanging baskets, and colorful containers? Now's the time to make your dream come true at Burns, where you will always find an abundance of homegrown plants to create your paradise. Start your dream at Burns Garden Center and Landscaping in Middletown, Beaver Creek, and at burnsgardencenter.com. Remember, your best garden always begins at Burns.
Welcome to Tire Discounter, sir.
Hello, I'm a good friend of the owner, Chip Wood.
Oh, you don't need to be a friend of Chip's.
Oh?
Like, right now, you can save up to $150 on sets of Yokohamas.
A fine tire.
And with our standard four-tire installation, you get
a free alignment, so crucial to tire safety.
Gee, you seem to know a lot, Mr.
I must be off.
What a strange yet knowledgeable man.
Save up to $150 on sets of Yokohama tires only at the home of free alignment.
Tire Discounter.
Your flag looks awesome on your house when it isn't wrapped around the flagpole. Visit Creative Banners Flags and Poles in our Kettering showroom at 1006 East Dorothy Lane for a great solution to the furling flag. Need a new flag? Creative Banners Flags and Poles has U.S., cemetery, seasonal, custom, and military flags, plus bunting in all sizes. Family owned and operated, serving the Dayton area for 39 years. Check us out at creativeflags.com. Call 461-FLAG today and proudly wave your flag with Creative Banners Flags and Poles.
From Grunder Landscaping Company, this is good news in Dayton. Dayton Power and Light's Right Tree, Right Place program educates customers about the importance of planting with utilities in mind. Trees can become a hazard and lead to power outages if planted too close to power lines. DP&L provides customers tips for planting trees and shrubs in utility-friendly locations. Through Right Tree, Right Place, DP&L partners with several businesses and organizations to encourage smart planting. DP&L, thanks for supporting our community. Your good news for Dayton.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
White Allen Chevrolet is celebrating Memorial Day Matchdown. We'll match your down payment up to $3,000. No down payment? Use a trade and we'll match the value up to $3,000. Shop now. Save thousands. Find new roads at WhiteAllenChevrolet.com.
Excludes used cars under $10,000. New Spark, Sonic, and Trax based on retail.
We'll stay dry for the most part through the morning into the early afternoon, then scattered showers and storms developing. High temperatures pushing 80. Showers and storms continue tonight. Overnight lows dipping down to 66. More showers and storms Sunday with a high 75. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Station for news, weather, and traffic, and our Ask the Experts weekends, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. Appreciate you being with us here this morning. We've got some great programs coming up here in the next several weeks. We're going to talk about planning for transitions, the crucial importance of coordinating senior services in our community, also In Search of Grit. That's going to be a fun show. And this is a seasonal show. It's going to be right around this time of year, estate sales. We're going to be getting into that right now. A lot of people are facing that at this time of the year. So be sure to be listening in here in the next coming weeks. We do have a resource we didn't get to today, and you were going to share that with us.
Yeah, there's a great article at care.com, that's C-A-R-E.com, 9 tips for managing sandwich generation stress. Great article. So go to www.care.com.
A lot of good stuff in there. Also, check out the podcast page, like we said, at thereisaseasonshow.com if you want to know any of the other resources we discussed today. We hope you enjoyed your hour with us and took away one or two things you can use this week. We love doing the show for you and with you. So thank you for being with us today. Remember, dear friends, never regret growing older and wiser. They are privileges denied to many. For my lovely co-host Gloria, our terrific producer, and everyone who makes the show possible, I'm Bob Wolf. You've been listening to There Is a Season on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Have a great week.